This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. Israel is at war with Iran, and this has been going on for a little over a week now, and we are going to get a direct update from the land of Israel, just outside of Jerusalem, with Barry Siegel. Barry is the founder of Vision for Israel, this incredible organization that loves and supports the Jewish people there in the land of Israel. Barry, you and I have been friends for a number of years. I've been to your organization there in Israel. I have seen what you guys do firsthand. We've had dinner together. So I always encourage people to support your organization because they can trust your organization because you guys are financially solid. And we're going to give out a website where you can reach out to Vision for Israel to find out more about what they're doing there in the land of Israel. But before we talk about the war that's happening right now between Israel and Iran, I want everybody to understand what Vision for Israel is and what you guys do there in the land of Israel.
Well, Vision for Israel began in 1994 officially as a 501c3 nonprofit organization in the United States as well as the same in Israel. And so we're into our 31st year now, and we've been able to help and assist over 2 million Israeli Jews and Arabs as well as those in the household of faith and some refugees that live here in Israel as well. We have several programs of outreach. Our motto really is that we believe in the restoration of Israel, both in the physical realm and the spiritual realm. And we believe ultimately that the Messiah will return and fulfill all things to this nation and to the nations. Some of the projects actually that we've pioneered and we continue on a yearly or monthly basis is Pack to School Project for children who are under the poverty line or victims of terror attacks, where we provide their school packs and supplies with inside. We also quarterly hold events for Holocaust survivors, providing for them as well. And we gather them together at our ministry complex called the Millennium Center. As you know, their numbers are diminishing quickly, and we want to remember their life stories and pass it on to the next generations. There's an estimated 127,000 Holocaust survivors remaining in Israel today, but of course they're into their upper 80s and 90s, and a few centenarians over the age of 100. We also have provided 13 ambulances, which are operational throughout Israel, one mobile that goes around to collect blood, as well as four motorcycles. And one of the biggest projects we've had going since 2021 is we've installed already 438 bomb safety shelters across the northern and southern borders of Israel at a cost of $14,000 each, which is over $6 million. But in weight, it's over 29 million pounds. So they're significant in saving lives. And then, of course, we have all our welfare-oriented projects, feeding the poor and the needy, providing financial vouchers for them, especially life's basic necessities, as so many people have fallen under the poverty line. It's roughly about one out of every three children, as well as one out of every four adults. And these are just a few of the projects we have going, and it's nonstop. But one of the exciting things, which I think everybody from the United States can especially relate to, are hamburgers. And this day we were actually cooking. Our team, we were cooking 432 600-gram big burgers, kosher and juicy, for over 300 soldiers from the rescue units of the IDF with all the veggies and the condiments and drinks. And these guys have been working day and night to rescue Jewish and Arab residents who have been trapped in buildings and homes that were hit by Iranian rockets or from the debris fallout falling from the sky. And as of this, time we're talking together, over 600 Israelis have been injured and at least 24 dead.
You guys are under attack right now by Iran.
Yes, that's true. And don't be surprised if, as we're talking together, there's another siren that goes off, because every day we've had attacks from Iran. And the thing is that I don't think many people understand that the Ayatollah Khomeini, who's been in power there 40 years, he gave the green light not to attack our strategic goals that they have in mind, but to attack us directly, the innocent men, women, and children in residential communities. And they're shooting at us large explosive warheads, ballistic missiles, some of which have 1,100 pounds. That's 1,100 pounds of explosive warheads on them, the same that they sought and did launch against us in April of 2024 and October 1st of last year as well. And the devastation is awful. And they're shooting as well hypersonic missiles at us, not to mention on a weekly basis the Houthis are doing the same. So these are killing and destroying whole streets, cars, people's lives. Everything they have is being blown apart. And of course, we'll probably see many more injured, but so far over 600 Israelis have been injured. And it's important that everybody out there listening knows it's not just Jewish people, it's Arab Israelis as well. The Iranian mullahs, the fanatical jihadist Nazi regime, does not care if they kill Arabs or Jews or anybody else for that matter. And of course, we saw Hamas, who was totally supported by Iran, do the same. They killed foreigners, they killed students from abroad, they killed Israeli Jews, they killed Bedouin Arabs. They killed anybody and everybody they could. It's just very demonic, and we have to see it not only in the physical realm, but the spiritual realm as well. And that's why our operation is not only an operation, it's a full-blown war called Rising Lion. And I believe that's not a mistake that it's called that, and God is speaking to us through that very name.
Well, the devastation that we see, in the news is just heartbreaking. Barry, to see what the state of Israel is going through, what you all are going through. And a lot of people are thinking, well, I thought Israel, had all of this missile defense system, and yet, we see rockets getting through. You want to talk about that? Because, yes, there are, a lot of the missiles that are being, deflected and destroyed in the upper atmosphere, but some of them are getting through.
Yeah, well, we're dealing not only now with short-range rockets that hit within 40 to 50 kilometers, whatever that is in miles, upon the southern and northern borders of Israel. With Hezbollah, it was the north. With Hamas and Islamic Jihad, it was in the south. But so those are much smaller rockets and missiles. But we're talking about over 300 ballistic missiles being shot at Israel in several barrages, and we estimate that they have at least 2,000, and it's being used against our civilian population. Now, honestly, we are intercepting about 80 to 90% of them, but those, when they overload the system, those that get through, if they're shooting 100 at once, we just cannot necessarily deal with it. So our missile defense system is like this. Of course, we have the assistance from the United States, a THAAD. I call it the THAAD system deployed in Israel, but we don't really have more than one or two of those. But Israel has developed the Arrow 3, which is a ballistic missile interceptor, the Arrow 2, and then you go downwards to the atmospheric anti-missile system called David Sling. And then we have the Iron Dome, which intercepts within about 40 to 50 kilometers. And the new generation that's online, but it's just being used slightly and was successfully used against over 100 drones that Hezbollah launched against us, is a laser-generated defense system called the Iron Beam, but it's brand new. So, just even the missiles that get through, even if we're intercepting 80 to 90%, which is a miracle, still, they get through and they're just devastating 1,100-pound warhead. Imagine the fact that they were on the verge of trying to obtain and build 10,000 of these rockets and missiles would have been devastating to Israel, let alone a nuclear weapon. And, of course, there are other nations involved helping Iran, like China and North Korea.
Barry, everybody has to understand that this war with Iran is not something that Israel started. This is a war that has been going on for literally decades because of this demonic regime that has called for the total annihilation of the Jewish state and the Jewish people. And I think that's a really important thing for people to understand. This is not just something that happened, you know, a week ago. This is something that's been ongoing for decades by a regime that wants to destroy Israel, the Jewish people. And not only that, but also has declared the destruction of the United States as well. I think that's important.
Yes, indeed. It is very important that we understand that Iran has been and still is the number one supporter of global terrorism. And that's not just against Israel, which is referred to as the little Satan, but also the United States of America as the great Satan. So I just am wondering, as a dual citizen, of course, I was born in the United States. I'm proud of that. I was also reborn, or I moved to Israel in 1981, so I'm an Israeli citizen as well. And I just find it hard to believe that the United States, or most Americans, just don't understand the dynamic that Israel is the greatest ally of the United States in the Middle East. And thank God, up until now, the United States has been the greatest friend of Israel as well. But that's not enough to just say with words. It has to be done with deeds. And Israel is fighting a nasty, dirty, devastating war to save Western civilization as we've known and enjoyed it. And I think people in the United States, as being an American myself, it's time to wake up out of sleep. And it's not just about American prosperity. It's also about global peace in order to be able to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom in a time of peace, which will be much easier than if we're in the midst of a nuclear war. And so it's very important. And I believe one of the things we need to do is be in very strong prayer in various areas during this time in this war.
So how can we, you know, pray for the current situation going on there, Barry? And before you answer that question, I want to give out your website so that everybody can contact you and get involved with your organization, your ministry, and what you guys are doing there in Israel. VisionForIsrael.com, VisionForIsrael.com. I know Barry Siegel personally. I have visited his headquarters multiple times. They are great stewards of financial gifts that come in to that organization. They use it to love and support the Jewish people in so many different ways. So when you give to this organization, you can be confident that your finances are going to help people there in the land of Israel. And it goes to what you know, they say it's going to go to. It's a excellent organization, VisionForIsrael.com, VisionForIsrael.com. Please go to the website, get some information about how you can get involved, especially right now. They need your financial support. They need your prayer support to get involved with everything that's happening there in Israel with this war between Israel and Iran. So how can we pray for the situation there that's ongoing in Israel?
I'm going to give 8 prayer points which people can mark down and just take their hearts in prayer. And the first one is, I believe that we need to pray for, in this wartime, for the IRGC, which stands for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is the elite of the Ayatollah's military, as well as the general Iranian military. We need to pray that they are weakened and that they will begin to defect en masse. And that leads me to the next prayer. Because I believe that by doing so, the second point is that the people of Iran who have been enslaved under the jihadist regime of the Ayatollah Khomeini will have the opportunity to overthrow this despotic regime, which is no different as we saw with Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. And so in doing so, I believe the Iranian people, number two, can overthrow the present regime in Tehran, as well as the downfall of the Ayatollah Khomeini. Number three, during this war, it's critical for Israel to locate and find the missiles and missile launchers that are ready to shoot these ballistic missiles against Israel. That's why they choose to shoot them more at night than by day, because otherwise we can find them quicker. And the estimate is that they have at least 2,000 more of them. So we want to pray for the Israeli Air Force and the satellites up there in space to be able to locate and find and discern where these are located, even if they need words of knowledge from on high. Number four, I think it's important for the United States of America and the government under President Donald Trump to prayerfully consider assisting Israel by entering the war to demolish the nuclear facilities, because that was the whole goal of this war. Because we in Israel do not have the air capabilities or the B-2 stealth bombers in order to carry what's called the MOAB, M-O-A-B, bunker buster bomb, which weighs, I think, 30,000 pounds. So it's important that America responds if we want to end this nuclear arsenal program of Iran. I think also to attach to that, the policy of appeasement did not work with Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, and neither will it work for peace now. So the Ayatollah's jihadist regime is not waving a white flag of surrender yet. The next prayer point, I think we need to pray for all of us as well as our leaders for clarity of vision and to have boldness and discernment during these times as we face a modern version of Haman, or Haman, we say in Hebrew. Next, for the hearts and minds in Israel and Iran and throughout the Middle East to have visions and dreams of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our Messiah, Yeshua, in other words, his name being Jesus. Last two prayer requests are, we appeal to all of you to pray that we had vision for Israel, that we can also fulfill our goals to reach out to thousands more in Israel during this desperate time of need. And that's Jewish, Arab, Druze, to the household of faith. Many believers are in need as well. So we reach out to all of them. And finally, my wife and I would like to just ask you all to pray for our own physical safety and strength during this war. We appreciate it.
Barry, thank you so much for sharing with us from just outside of Jerusalem in Israel. And we know you and all of the families and the entire state of Israel are going through a very difficult time right now. And we have so many AFR listeners right now who are going to join you in praying for everything that's going on there in the land of Israel, and of course, praying for your family specifically as well. I just want to encourage everyone to consider being a part of what Vision for Israel is doing there in the land of Israel and how they are loving the Jewish people, serving the Jewish people, and they've been doing this for decades there in the land of Israel. And especially right now, at a very difficult point in the history of the Jewish people and the state of Israel, they are doing some amazing things to love the Jewish people, and you can get involved with them financially in a confident way. I know Barry Siegel. I know the organization Vision for Israel. I have been to the headquarters. I have had dinner with Barry. So it is a solid organization, and you can sow financially into that organization with confidence. So I want to encourage you to please consider doing that. Just go to visionforisrael.com. You can go to that website and you can find out how you can connect with Vision for Israel and what you can do to bless the Jewish people and the land of Israel. They are doing so many amazing things there, and especially during this time of war. So I encourage you to connect with them. I get asked that question a lot. John, who should I support there in Israel? Well, this is one organization that you can support with confidence. Well, the war between Israel and Iran began last weekend, and at the kickoff of the war, the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu, shared why they are doing what they are doing, and I wanted to share a portion of that with you just in case you missed it.
Israel launched Operation Rising Lion, a targeted military operation to roll back the Iranian threat to Israel's very survival. This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat. For decades, the tyrants of Tehran have brazenly, openly called for Israel's destruction. They've backed up their genocidal rhetoric with a program to develop nuclear weapons. In recent years, Iran has produced enough highly enriched uranium for 9 atom bombs. 9. In recent months, Iran has taken steps that it has never taken before, steps to weaponize this enriched uranium. And if not stopped, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year, it could be within a few months, less than a year. This is a clear and present danger to Israel's very survival. 80 years ago, the Jewish people were the victims of a Holocaust perpetrated by the Nazi regime. Today, the Jewish state refuses to be a victim of a nuclear Holocaust perpetrated by the Iranian regime. Now, as Prime Minister, I've made it clear time and again, Israel will never allow those who call for our annihilation to develop the means to achieve that goal. We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear weaponization program. We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb. We also struck at the heart of Iran's ballistic missile program. Last year, Iran fired 300 ballistic missiles at Israel. Each of these missiles carries a ton of explosives and threatens the lives of hundreds of people. Soon, those missiles could carry a nuclear payload, threatening the lives not of hundreds, but of millions. Iran is gearing up to produce 10,000 of those ballistic missiles within 3 years. Now just imagine. Imagine 10,000 tons of TNT landing on a country the size of New Jersey. This is an intolerable threat. It too must be stopped. Iran is now working on what it calls the new plan to destroy Israel. You see, the old plan failed. Iran and its proxies try to encircle Israel with a ring of fire and to attack us with the horrible attack of October 7th. But the people of Israel, the soldiers of Israel, rose like lions to defend our country. We crushed Hamas, we devastated Hezbollah, we hit Iranian proxies in Syria and Yemen. And when Iran directly attacked us twice last year, we struck back inside Iran itself. Yet in defending ourselves, we also defend others. We defend our Arab neighbors. They too have suffered from Iran's campaign of chaos and carnage. Our actions against Iran's proxy Hezbollah led to the establishment of a new government in Lebanon and the collapse of Assad's murderous regime in Syria. The peoples of those two countries now have a chance for a different future, a better future. So too do the brave people of Iran, and I have a message for them. Our fight is not with you. Our fight is with the brutal dictatorship that has oppressed you for 46 years. I believe that the day of your liberation is near. And when that happens, the great friendship between our two ancient peoples will flourish once again. I want to assure the civilized world, we will not let the world's most dangerous regime get the world's most dangerous weapons. And Iran plans to give those weapons, nuclear weapons, to its terrorist proxies. That would make the nightmare of nuclear terrorism all too real. The increasing range of Iran's ballistic missiles would bring that nuclear nightmare to the cities of Europe and eventually to America. Remember, Iran calls Israel the small Satan. It calls America the great Satan. And this is why for decades, it's led millions in the chance of death to Israel and death to America. Today, Israel is responding to those genocidal calls with action and with a call of our own. Our action will help make the world a much safer place. I want to thank President Trump for his leadership in confronting Iran's nuclear weapons program. He has made clear time and again that Iran cannot have a nuclear enrichment program. Today, it is clear that Iran is just buying for time. It refuses to agree to this basic requirement of peaceful nations. That is why we have no choice but to act, and act now. The hardest decision any leader has to make is to thwart a danger before it is fully materialized. Nearly a century ago, facing the Nazis, a generation of leaders failed to act in time. They were paralyzed by the horrors of World War I. They were determined to avoid war at all costs, and they got the worst war ever. They adopted a policy of appeasement. They closed their eyes and ears to all the warning signs. That failure to act resulted in World War II, the deadliest war in history. It claimed the lives of 60 million, including 6 million Jews, a third of my people. After that war, the Jewish people and the Jewish state vowed, never again. Well, never again is now. Today, Israel has shown that we have learned the lessons of history. When enemies vow to destroy you, believe them. When enemies build weapons of mass death, stop them. As the Bible teaches us, when someone comes to kill you, rise and act first. This is exactly what Israel has done today. We have risen like lions to defend ourselves. Over 3,000 years ago, Moses gave the people of Israel a message that has steeled their resolve ever since. Be strong and courageous, he said. Today, our strong and courageous soldiers and people stand together to defend ourselves against those who seek our destruction. And by defending ourselves, we defend many others and we roll back a murderous tyranny. Generations from now, history will record that our generation stood its ground, acted in time, and secured our common future.
Well, those are some powerful words from the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu. And I just want to encourage you to pray for the Prime Minister, pray for all the leadership there in Israel. They have their hands full with a war in Gaza. And now this Israel-Iran war that they have going on, just pray for complete victory. I was looking at God's word, and Psalm 83 says, O God, do not be silent. Do not be deaf. Do not be quiet, O God. Don't you hear the uproar of your enemies? Don't you see that your arrogant enemies are rising up? They devise crafty schemes against your people. They conspire against your precious ones. Come, they say, let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of its existence. Yes, this was their unanimous decision. They signed a treaty against you, as allies against you. And then verse 13 says this, O my God, scatter them like tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind, as a fire burns a forest, and as a flame sets mountains ablaze. Chase them with your fierce storm, terrify them with your tempest, utterly disgrace them until they submit to your name, O Lord. That's our prayer for this war, for the Jewish people, and I want to encourage you, please, continue to pray for that situation there. Thank you for listening to the Middle East Report. You can get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcast, or you can go to afr.net. I'm John Riley.